The 2016 NFL schedule has been unveiled. It's a big day for fans. Coach, we've pried you out of the draft room. We already knew who we were going to play and where we were going to play them. Now we know the dates and the times. You're getting ready for the draft, but is this still kind of a fun day for you?
Well, it's exciting because it kind of just brings you a little bit closer to the season. You know, before you just knew who you were playing and you weren't about the draft, and now it's like, well, here we go. It's time to kick it off, and it kind of brings another sense of urgency.
Let's talk about a couple of openers. The season opener is on the road at Tennessee. You've done both things. You've opened on the road. You've opened at home. When you open on the road, what does that mean for your football team?
Well, I think the last 2 years we've opened on the road, so and we're 1-1. But you know, it's a good chance to go out. You know, the opening day is such an exciting day anyway, with all the fanfare that they have around the NFL. So that'll be an exciting time. You know, Tennessee has a good young football team. They just made a great trade, got a lot of picks, got a great young quarterback. So that'll be an exciting ball game for us.
The home opener is in week 2. It's against the Green Bay Packers. The last time you guys played Green Bay, there was a lot on the line, division title. The next time you play Green Bay, there will be a lot on the line too. It's a regular season game, so there's always a lot on the line there. But that's how the Vikings open their new stadium. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I think it's great for our fans. Number one, we get a division rival, a night game, prime time, to really open the new stadium in a regular season game. You know, anytime you play Green Bay, it's a cranked up affair, and it's a awful fun. It should be an awful fun evening.
Week 3, you're at the NFC champion Carolina Panthers, but fast-forwarding a few weeks after that, a week 6 bye. Do you get all into when your bye is? I think there's probably good things and bad things about it no matter what.
Well, I think so. I always check to see if it's hunting season.
Yeah. See,
Actually, I do check. You know, this time the bye comes fairly early, but, you know, we have another little break after the second Thursday game. So it kind of evens the season into almost 3 segments.
The Vikings play on Thanksgiving this year. Now, you coached in Dallas, so you probably got pretty used to playing on Thursdays and playing on Thanksgiving. The Vikings play at Detroit on Thanksgiving this year, the first time the Vikings have played on Thanksgiving since 2000. So we're not used to it. What's it like playing on Thanksgiving?
Well, you know that everybody in the world is going to be watching you. It's always a fun thing. It's always better to play at home and make somebody else travel on Thanksgiving. But the good thing is it's a division team. We kind of know them. They kind of know us. It's a short trip for us. We're looking forward to that as well.
Back-to-back Thursday games is odd, but the Vikings have that this year because the week after Thanksgiving, home against Dallas. What's that going to be like?
Well, it's another chance for another primetime game, another game at home. You know, you kind of wish on a short week that you were the home team. So we won't get an advantage there because Dallas plays on Thanksgiving and then the next Thursday. So it'll be basically a normal home advantage for us with our fans.
You know, after the start of last season, it was, you know, you kind of motivated the team by saying you're not ready for prime time. Well, after winning the division, you guys had such a great year. You're on prime time a bunch this season. Do you like that?
I think you earn these kind of opportunities to play in primetime games and play in front of big crowds and play on holidays and things like that. And we haven't earned it this year yet, but from what we did a year ago, it seems like we've earned those opportunities.
I'm guessing another thing you look at when you see the schedule is how do you finish the season? And you guys play 2 NFC teams, you play 2 NFC North teams to close the season. So I'm guessing that'll be something you talk to the team about.
Yeah, that'll be obviously important because hopefully the division race will be tight, I'm sure. We'll be fighting for the end. You know, it was kind of fun last year when we had that opportunity to play in Green Bay to get into the playoffs and win the division. So I assume that if things go the way they should, we should be battling just like that again.
You hate looking ahead, and you just looked ahead at the whole season.
Well, I got it right in front of me. That's the only reason why.
Are you excited for 2016?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm excited to get back to work. I'm excited to get the players back in here Monday, get going for the draft. You know, I think we have a chance to have a good football team. Like every year, you have to have some luck. You have to have some breaks go for you. You got to stay healthy. And more importantly, you have to work. So we're going to have to get to work. We're going to have to prove that we belong again. You know, nothing's given in this league. It's all about what you earn. And so I think the start on Monday will be starting back to when we earn our opportunities.
All right. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a preview of the 2016 season, a look at the 2016 regular season schedule. Get your tickets to come watch a Vikings game at U.S. Bank Stadium. You can get those tickets at U.S. Bank Stadium's website and right here on Vikings.com.